Pardon me, I'm busy searching. Haven't found it. It says there's video, but 7:22 on WSTW. You're with Charlie, Denise, and Pat on your morning team. Your morning team here. Story from India. It says here that an enraged politician reportedly is on the loose after he lashed out following a recent campaign loss. He threatened local voters with a sword.
A sword?
Yes. This happened last Friday. It's a 45-year-old man who reportedly was reacting brashly and violently after learning that he had not been elected to the government of his village, despite members of his family holding office in the village for the last 30 years. Mm. Apparently he thought it was a birthright, I guess. It says the man had previously contested the village's elections in his bid for office. And it says, in a video, the man seen brandishing a sword at the residents of the village following his loss, verbally harassing them and threatening violence. Village officials say he was angered by his loss and threatened the villagers. The man's actions have been referred to law enforcement. A manhunt is now underway to find the man.
Oh, they haven't found him.
They say he's on the loose. So yeah, apparently he got upset, waved the sword, and then took off.
Seems like he'd be easy to find.
You wouldn't think there are many of those people.
Not too many sword swashbucklers
running around a village in India, I would think. I don't know. Think.
And he ran for office.
Yeah.
Again, you think it'd be easy to find? All right.
But I'm keyed up. It says in a video. I haven't seen it. I've searched it.
You can't find it.
Maybe somebody else has better search results than I have, but I haven't come up. And I'm trying to figure out, what to put into the search engine. To tell you the truth, I put the name of the village, politician, and sword, and got nothing. Got some other interesting videos, but I didn't get what I was looking for.
Be careful when you put in search. I remember one time I put in a search term that I thought was pretty benign, and it turned out to not be benign. So gotta be careful with some of those search terms.
This is true. I think we've all been hit by that unintended consequence of sometimes it was simple as nothing more than accidentally putting a .com when it should have been a .org.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Makes a big difference sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
Well, if we can discover video, we shall bring it to your attention. I'd like to see this, to tell you the truth. But it says, and as bizarre as it sounds, it says, sword attacks are not uncommon in crime stories originating from India.
No.
Oh my gosh.
And they have
That's funny.
Story from April of 2020 when a police officer had his hand chopped off while attempting to enforce COVID protocols.
Oh.
Really, of all things. And then there was a truck with several men on board that was stopped at a barricade asking for a travel pass, at which point somebody jumped out and assaulted the police officer with a sword. He was okay, but so it's
a little more common.
A little more common in India, I guess, that the sword is the choice of deterrence.
I see.
Or choice of anger, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll continue searching. If you, of course, listener, can find the video for us, let us know. Send me the link, and I'll make sure it gets posted on the morning team page.
I think this would hurt his chances if he ever wants to run again maybe in the future.
I don't think so.
Boy.
He'll be running from prison.
His opponent's going to use that against him in the campaign ad for sure.